Tzmanach is a time for Haida. First, give thank you to Moshe Tzvi, to David, and to the Balabais, everybody who came. Machazik each other. Shabbos Yatzeh D'Shmaya to understand a little bit about this Or. I'm sure you're all familiar, being Talmidim of Moshe Tzvi, that this is not a regular Or. We don't need to talk about that. It's a Hiskalos of the Or Ein Sof, and so Memelo there's Ein Sof explanations to what this Or is really about. So the best what we can do is just to discuss a prat, perhaps a new perspective of this light. The secret of Chanukah, of course, lies in the number 8. Number 8. Of course, we're familiar with the fact that the number 7 corresponds to Teva, everything associated with the natural Bria. And the number 8 is associated with Lamala Mina Bria, Lamala Mina Teva. If we follow...
I'm not sure I understand.
Peter can't understand unless she's seen this. We follow the journey. And Pnimei Satori teaches us to see things and how they relate to each other. The achdus between things. The achdus and the zman of the shana. If you go as far back as to Pesach, Shavuos, the redemption of our people, the acceptance of Torah, and then there's a giant catastrophe, the great Nefila, the Shviras Haluchais, which we received by HaSinai, then there's the Churban Beis HaMikdash, everything which we accomplished comes crashing down. And then we follow a trail which Chazal lead us on called the Zayin de Nechemta, the trail of Nechama. Then in the wake of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they paved a path for us to follow with the Haftiras. To follow the trail of the Haftiras, which is supposed to lead us to some type of a Nechama. At some point, we lose track of the fact that we're actually reading Zayin de Nechemtas. The impact is really in Shabbos Nachamu, because it's called Shabbos Nachamu. But then as we start to walk down this path, we seem to forget that we're walking down a trail of Nechama. And already by the 6th, 5th, 7th, Parsha de Nechemta, we forget where we are. And then we ask ourselves, where is the Nechama? Where was the Nechama in all this? The pshat is that the trail of Nechama leads us to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But in a certain sense, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Sukkah, is considered to be a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We all know that the Sukkah is called the Sukkas David HaNofeles, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild. But there's a certain nechama, therefore, in sitting in the sukkah, that although there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still a presence of Beis HaMikdash, even in Galus, which is the sukkah. And the foundations of that, what allows us to be able to construct the sukkah, requires a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It requires the Sicha Mechila, the Kapara of Yom Kippur. It requires the Tkiya Shofar. The Svar Makdashim tell us Rosh Hashanah is Gematria Beis HaMikdash. But as soon as we tread upon Rosh Hashanah, we're already in that mode of creating the Nechama. Creating that Nechama of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and living with Hashem Yisbarach in a much deeper way, in a real way. In a certain sense, that absence of Hashem Yisbarach in our lives, going back to Tisha B'Av, we're able to feel that once again in the Sukkah. And the end of that Tkufa, of that Nechama, from Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, brings us to Shmini Atzeres. Hashem says, Kasha la pidaschem, it's been nice, we have to say goodbye to each other, to part. And after Shmini Atzeres, we're left by Hashem Yisbarach to try to figure things out. And we're sent into a whirlwind of a mabul, having lost the Yontif of Tishrei, which is called the Toikif Hashanah, which is very takif in mitzvahs and hiskarvas Hashem Yisbarach, and comes Cheshvan, we're left high and dry. And it's called Mar Cheshvan, it's very bitter. Because we can't go back to the same reality which was. And of course the Mabul began in the Chodesh Cheshvan. So we're left in a matzav of bull, of mabul, of bilbul, of confusion. And we find ourselves back at square one again. With His infinite kindness, Hashem Yisbarach sends us the Chodesh of Kislev, which is the light in the darkness, which is the Ner Chanukah. Without getting into it, how Ner Chanukah is really, its roots come from Shmini Atzeres. In a certain sense, Chanukah is considered to be another degree of Nechama for the Jewish people. That after the loss of the Beis HaMikdash once, and then twice after the disappearance of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Sukkah, Hashem Yisbarach comes back, and He gives us the Ner Chanukah. And that Ner Chanukah is once again a source of Nechama for us. As we still feel with the absence of the Yom Tovim, and of course it's all very real to us. We know how we felt during Tishrei, and it's supposed to give us a tkifus throughout the entire year. But the absence of that in our lives comes back again with Mar Cheshvan, and then comes in Kislev. And again, in His infinite kindness and compassion on us, He's given us this Yontif of Chanukah to once again to bring back those feelings of Nechama for us. So it can be said that really there's two bechinas of Nechama. There's the Zayin de Nechemta, which is one aspect of the Nechama. And then on top of the Zayin de Nechemta, there's Chanukah. And you would say about Chanukah that if there's a Zayin de Nechemta, there's a Shiva de Nechemta, and then there's a Shmini de Nechemta. And these 8 days of Chanukah are considered to be like a Tosafes, an added element of the Nechama of the Zayin de Nechemta. This is Pshat that the Navi tells us, already going back to Parshas Veschan and after Churban Beis HaMikdash. When we spoke about the Nechama that Hashem Yisbarach is going to bring us, the Navi Yishai says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yom Elokeichem. It says, Nachamu, Nachamu. That there's a double degree of Nachama. There's a Nechama de Shiva, and there's a Nechama de Shmina. There's the Nachamu of the Zayin de Nechemta, but then there's also the Nachamu of Chanukah. And that's what we have to look forward to. So really, when we go back and we look at it from a perspective of Achdus, of Pnimius, and we look at the Hishtalshalus of the year, we see that Chanukah is very much connected to Churban Beis HaMikdash, to Tisha B'Av. This is well known in the Pnimius HaTorah, that Chanukah, I'm sure you know, is very much connected to the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha, which we read about recently in the Parshas Vayishlach. But the Zohar Kaddish tells us that the Pagam in the left thigh of Yaakov Avinu was the creation, the source of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because the left thigh corresponds to the sphere of Hod. And the Gemara says in Brachos, the Hanetzach v'Hachoid Zu Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is called the Hoid of Bnei Israel. So therefore, the Pagam and the Hoid of Yaakov Avinu means already the beginnings of the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And the Hoid of Hanukkah, the Hoid of Hanukkah comes to restore and to rectify and to be misaking the Pagam in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Bishat, Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechai. It says that he hit Yaakov in the thigh, Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah. And of course the Shlo says, B'Kaf is a remiss to the Pach. Kaf, Pach. In fact, when we take a look at the Yontif of Chanukah from the perspective of Nechama, the Nechama of Chanukah, it's interesting that the Ari has a Kavana when it comes to Mincha. When it comes to davening Mincha every single day, that the Ari says that there's a secret of being Mahapich Mincha into Nechama. Because Mincha and Nechama are the same osios. So what's the connection between Mincha and Nechama? Because Mincha, as opposed to Shacharis, is a time of din. It's sounded by Yitzchak Avinu, as we all know, represents the midah of Gvura, the midah of din, as opposed to the chesed of Avraham. And so therefore, Mincha needs a tikkun. Mincha needs a hamtaka. And so the hamtaka of Mincha, which is the Midas Adin, the Hamtaka of that Mincha is called Nechama. Mahapich Mincha to Nechama. So this is perhaps one of the reasons why in Halacha the Zman to light the Neres Hanukkah is Mishkiya Sachama. Because Shkiya Sachama is the Zman which is between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It comes at the Zman of Mincha, the end of the davening of Mincha. And so therefore, the Hadlaka, which takes place at that time, comes the Ner Chanukah to be Mahapich, to be Mesakin, Mincha, and Tenechama. You could say perhaps it's even Merumas in Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechai. It's interesting, because the difference between the word Nechama and the word Chanukah, they're the exact same letters, except the Mem and the Chaf. There's Chanukah with a Chaf, and there's Nechama with a Mem, which means to say that the only difference between Nechama and Chanukah is a missing Chaf. That if you were to add 20 more, the letter Chaf, onto Chanukah would become Mincha. So where did the Chaf go? That's the Pshat, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai. That Kaf is the letter Chaf. But since he hit Yaakov in the Chaf, he was Megareya, he took away from the Chaf of Mincha, of Nechama, and left us with Chanukah, which we need to be Misakin. That's why Bekaf Yerechai, that word Bekaf, is Gematria Nechama. That he hid him in that Chaf, in the Chaf of Nechama, in that place. It was Megareya Nechama into Chanukah. If we take a look at the Gemara, and of course we know that the entire gamut of Torah Shebaal Peh as it pertains to Chanukah is tiny. Mamish tiny. We're talking about 3-4 blat in Maseches Shabbos. Doesn't have a Masecht of its own. Has nothing of its own, it's just a collection of random prices. Of course, there's a lot to say about that, why that is. But in the few blot which we have of Gemara, which talks about Chanukah, we find something very interesting. One of the big puzzles and mysteries as it comes to the sugi of Chanukah is the double memra that the Gemara has juxtaposed one to the next. Where the Gemara tells us that when Yosef was thrown into the bar, so the bar was ain by mayim, there was no mayim in the bar. So the Gemara says that there was no mayim, but nechashim akravim yeshbay. The Gemara also tells us there that if a Chanukah licht is lit above 20 amos, so then it's possible. Of course, all the mafarshim darshan the smichas of hamemrus there. What's the connection between these two memories? So if you could take a look at the Baal Memra of these two memories, you find something very interesting. Anybody know offhand who the Baal Memra is? Rav Kahana B'Shem Rav Tanchum. The reason why that is because Tanchum is the Ois Nios Nechamos. And Rabbi Kahana is a remez to the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Kahana. Kahana is a Kohen, and Rabbi is the big one. Rabbi Kahana, the Kohen Gadol, B'Shem Rav Tanchum, which is Nechamos. And it's a reference to Yom Kippur, which is the first Nechama. And it's a remez to Chanukah, which is the second Nechama. Because the Nechama of Yom Kippur was by the hands of the Kohen Gadol, and the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nechama of Chanukah was also at the hands of the Kohen Gadol, Matisyo, Bono. That's a Bechin, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Kahana, B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum. But there's two of them. There's two members connected to two Nechamas. In truth, the root of all pagam in Chorban Beis HaMikdash comes from Mechiras Yosef. The reason why we read about, or this member is mentioned regarding Mechiras Yosef, is because the entire pagam, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, comes from that sinas chinam, which existed already by Yosef and the Shvatim. But even that has an origin. The origin of the Malchama and the Machlekes between Yosef and the brothers goes all the way back to Parashas Bereishis, where we find the first quarrel between brothers, which is who? Kain and Hevel. Of which the Medrash says, according to one Shita, that the Machlekes of Kain and Hevel took place on Chanukah. Therefore, as we go right in the Gemara tells us that there's a mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, to light Neres Chanukah. The Gemara says, V'heichen sivanu, where do we know that there's such a mitzvah? So the Gemara brings two shitas. One shita tells us that it's from the pasuk of Lo Sasu Min HaDavar, Ashi Yagidu Lecha Yominu Smol. And then there's another memra, there's another shita which says, it's not from there, it's from the pasuk, Sha'al Levicha V'yageitcha Zekinecha V'yoyim Rulach. And once again, the Baal memra of Sha'al Levicha V'yageitcha is a very uncommon Baal memra in the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya. Again, this idea of Nechama. In fact, Nachem is Rashi Tevas, Mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah. That the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a Nechama for the Jewish people. And that's what we say in davening. It gives a little bit of a hezber to the Alanisim, Valapurkim, Valagvuras, Valapashuas, but I think we daven Ashkenaz. Do we have this in the Nusach Ashkenaz? Al Perkin, Al Gvuras, Al Teshuas, Al Hamel Chamois. Is that where it ends? Al Hamel Chamois? Ah, so by Nusach Svard. So what does it say? It says, Al Hanachamos. Al Hanachamos. Al Hanachamos. There's an aspect of the Alanisim which pertains to Al Hanachamos. That's Tanchum, the two Nachamas. The two Nachamas. The Al Hanachamos. But there's a tremendous nechama which is inherent in the Ner Chanukah. Now, what's the nature of this nechama? So the nature of the Sechama, Psiata Deshmaya, is as follows. Nachamu, Nachamu means that there's different degrees of Nacham. Because there's two levels of Nachama. The first level of Nachama is to be compassionate, is to be understanding, is to give words of consolement and encouragement at the time of a loss, and to say, it must be very hard, but you'll get through it. You're going to make it through. You're going to find relief. You're going to find comfort. And a person experiences comfort as it goes on in his life. But there's a high level of nechama, which is a nechama elaki, which is where you can tell somebody, you can tell the one who's suffering, who has suffered that loss, and say to him, you know what, I know it was hard. You miss what you had. But what's in store for you in the future is even better what you had before. So therefore, don't see it to be a loss. See it as being a hachana and an opportunity to make something bigger and better than it was before. It's hard to say that. It's hard to give that nechama when we don't know what the future lies. But for Hashem Yisbarach, he can give such a nechama because the future is in his hands and he knows and he sees already. And so therefore, Chanukah has a double implication. That we know that Chanukah was a chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash. When Ezra came and he rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, so it wasn't with the same type of a chinuch that Shlomo did when he built the first Beis HaMikdash. In Pnimius, the real chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash took place at the Yontif of Chanukah. That was considered to be the inaugural moment of the second Beis HaMikdash. However, in Pnimius, we know that Chanukah is not just a chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash, it's considered to be a chinuch of the third Beis HaMikdash. A chinuch of the third and final Beis HaMikdash. And how is that? In order to understand that, we have to go back to the very first Nechama where we find in the Torah. The very first Nechama we find in the Torah is by the Shemesh and the Ve'arech. We went to be Mekitzer a little bit. Though when the Shemesh and Ve'arech were going at it, who is going to be Melech? So the Arech says, Ein Shnei Melech HaMishtam Shem Bekeser Echad. This is not going to work. So Hashem says to the Arech, okay, if that's the case, the Chimiyati is Atzmech, so make yourself smaller. And the Arech does so. And we find here the very first Nechama in Torah. Rashi tells us, according to Chazal, Al Yidei Shemiyet HaLevana, that because the Levana went ahead and minimized itself, it was machni itself with its anava, Hirba Tzva'eha Lahafis Daita, that Hashem gave it an army, a legion, which is the stars in Shemayim, which is considered to be the Nechama that Hashem gave to the Arech. Now we know that the Arech is a remnant to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Torah refers to the Beis HaMikdash as the Levanon, which is a Lashon Levana. That the fact that the Beis HaMikdash can stand and be taken away, is like the Levana, which waxes and wanes. It's here and then it's not here. That the Beis HaMikdash is considered to be like a Yarech until the third Beis HaMikdash, that will restore itself to its original glory, that it'll be like Shnei Shamashim, like two Shnei HaMa'iris HaGdailim. It'll be equal to the sun with the third Beis HaMikdash. But in its gullus, the nechama that Hashem gives the Beis HaMikdash is that, don't worry, in your churbin, you're going to have many koichavim. You're going to have many koichavim. And this is the secret of Chanukah. Because the secret of Chanukah is this Nechama. That although there's Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's called the Miyut HaLevana, Hashem Yisparach gives a Nechama to the Beis HaMikdash, He gives a Nechama to the Jewish people, and Hashem says, don't worry, something very great comes out of this Churban. Not just that you miss the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says that in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to do something really special for you. I want to turn every single Jewish home into a Beis HaMikdash. That's what happens on Chanukah. Like the Ramban writes famously in Parashas Baal Eischa, that the Hamshacha of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash takes place in the Jewish home by Chanukah. That means to say that when a Jew is madlik near his Chanukah in his home, that he's a bechina of a Kohen Gadol, and his home is a bechina of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's lighting a menorah in Beis HaMikdash. That's considered to be the birth of the Koich of it. That there's now many Beis HaMikdashes throughout Klal Yisrael. So that's called the Nechama Ilah. That's a Nechama from the Olam HaShmini. Not just to put your hand around somebody and to say, I know it's been hard, you're going to make it through. But to come with a smile and to say, I know it was a loss, but you know what's in store for you? That there was only one Beis HaMikdash and now there's thousands of Batei Mikdashim? There was only one Kohen Gadol, now there's many Kohanim Gedolim? That's a tremendous Nechama. That's certainly a Nechama Gedolah. And that's pshat that the pasuk says, "Nachmu, Nachmu, Am Yomer Lekeichem, Ki Hirba Tzva'a Vinerza Avina." Ki Hirba Tzva'a. That's the same lashon that Rashi used before. Ayidi Shemiyat Halavana Hirba Tzva'eha Lahaf is Daita. That's the nechama. It's a tremendous nechama in Chanukah. That if we want to know what the third base of mikdash looks like, you're sitting in a base of mikdash right now. This is a base of mikdash. This is one of those batei mikdashim. And where you came from tonight is a Beis HaMikdash. Every Jewish home is considered to be one of those kaichavim of that levana, of that Beis HaMikdash. Because the klal in Kedusha is that whenever there's a loss, there's always a rebirth, there's always a strengthening and coming back with even more than was before. This is the secret of Chanukah, of course. That in the presence of Choshech, where there's an absence of light and there's darkness. So there's two ways to bring the light. One is to light a candle in the darkness, but the other is to go into the darkness and to draw out the light. Like the Zohar Kodesh says, "Les nahayra ela migay chasheicha," which means that the real light comes from within the Choshech. This is connected to the two Nechamas we spoke about before. That when there's darkness and there's an absence of Kedusha, so you can give a bissel and a chama by saying, here's a candle. I know the room was very lichtig before, but if I bring a candle in, so it's up as some type of a nechama. But no. A greater nechama is that when there's a choshech there, and you open up, you tear open the choshech, and you say, look, there's an or here. It just looks dark to you because you don't have the eyes to see. But there's really an or here. That's why the Gemara says that a blind person is called a sagi nohar. Sagi nohar means there's too much light. That's what sagi nohar means. Sagi means a lot, nohar means light. Sometimes a person is blinded because there's too much light. You can't look at the shemesh, it blinds you. Why? Not because it's dark, but because you can't look at such a bright light. So what that means is that it's shayach, that something may look like it's choshech, but it's really just a gevaldic light. That's the whole secret of galus. That it's for a tachlis, not just that you made mistakes and Hashem punishes. There's a master plan, and l'mafreya, everything will be lichtig. But Hashem has to be megal of the nechama, and the process of that nechama being niskal in the world is the little by little, the ma'isef ha'hoylich, which we do day by day on Chanukah, year by year with Chanukah, that we bring that light, not just a light from the outside, but to reveal the light from within the chayshach. From within the chayshach, less nahayra el migay chashecha, from within the chayshach is Hashem. Not there yet. One second. So this is a pshat. Nachmu, nachmu, am yoimer lekecha. As we said before, there's a double nachama. So b'derech remez, you could say like this. Nachmu, nachmu. Nachmu, nachmu is gematria or. Nachmu, nachmu, ami is gematria choshech. And the reason why it is that way is because it has the or within the choshech. Meaning, if it was different words, then it would just be or versus choshech. But no. Nachmu, nachmu, ami is gematria choshech. But you have to find the or within the choshech. So therefore, nachmu, nachmu is gematria or. Because it's the or within the choshech. Which is Chanukah. Yoimar, with the koilel, is gematria ner. And Yoimar Elekeichem is gematria ches ner Chanukah. that within the Choshech is a Gevaldik Or. And it's a lesson not just for the Jewish people as a klal throughout history, but it's a lesson in our lives, of course, for every single Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that in those places of Choshech, that if a Jew has the eyes to be able to see, or the heart to be able to see, and the Emunah, and he holds tight and he believes in the words of Chazal and the teachings of Hashem Yisbarach and his Torah and all the Yisoides of Emunah which we have, the klal is that the Emunah itself draws out the light. Chazal say Emunah is a lashon hamshacha, that you bring out with Emunah. It's not just slogan. It's a metzias. It's a metzias in the world, in the spiritual world and in the physical world. And that's what the Ner Chanukah does, that it's mezachich, it purifies our eyes to be able to see the light within the Choshech. And so when we emerge from the Yotzev of Chanukah, after coming in contact with this Gevaldik light, which is an Ein Sof, there's a dimension of Nechama implicit in this light, that as a Jew goes on, and he's going to have dark months ahead of him again. It's going to be Teves, we're going to talk about soon, about Asar B'Teves, we're going to come to Shrat. Of course, Shrat, of course, is absent. And in Adar, Hashem was a merachim on us again to give us a Purim. But there's a journey until Pesach. And then the process starts over again. Of course, we hope that this time it won't be. We have to go through that, the pain again. But that the night of Pesach and Halavai before that, we should be Zeicha. That from this light, if we're Zeicha, Halavai we should be. That this light shouldn't just be a Nechama of the Shiva de Nechamta, but this light, and should be like this for each and every one of us. And should be neskal that or haganas in our personal lives as a community, and as Gan's klai, so to be zeichet to the light in that light, to be a skoyel tzedek mevamino.
Amen. Amen. Amen.